From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Cholesterol plays an extremely important part in the body. The waxy substance found in blood helps in building healthy cells. However, there is a limit to the amount of cholesterol that our bodies can contain. High cholesterol, they say, can have adverse effects on the body. With high cholesterol, blood vessels develop fatty deposits, which further leads to increase in the risk of heart diseases. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com joins us. I'm going to give you the website again. I want you to slam it and set a world record for hits at criticalhealthnews.com. Download the free app as well in your app store. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. If you want to get more information on what the pharmacist has been talking about, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a fantastic program for you tonight, starting with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medications for years now. Graduated from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy back in 1986. And Ben, welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Thank you, George. Nice to talk to you again. 1986 was a long time ago.
My gosh. But what made you decide to go into pharmacy?
You know, I was always fascinated with food as medicine. And I, before I made the decision to go to pharmacy school, I was a weightlifter and a bodybuilder. And people who, back then, I mean, it's probably still today, when you're lifting weights, you're always looking for anything you can, any kind of edge you can get to get stronger and bigger. And we were just using food. We'd use protein-rich foods and fat-rich foods. And I just got the idea that there was something in foods that you could use medicinally and you could use therapeutically. And when I went to pharmacy school, I was shocked to find out that that's not what they do in pharmacy school, and that's not what pharmacists do. But I continued with it, and I'm very glad I did, because it gave me an understanding of how the body works, number one, and how the outside world interacts with the inside world. And that's really what drugs are all about. It's how things that come from the outside that we make in a laboratory interact with the body to create changes in the body. And when you think about it, throughout history, we didn't have pharmaceuticals until 150 years ago or so, or 160 years ago. We had food, and we had herbs, and we had plants. And the pharmacists of old would grind up herbs and plants and put them in a mortar and pestle, you know, the classic kind of pharmacy tools, and they would dispense plants, and they would talk about using foods. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, "Let food be thy medicine, and let medicine be thy food." And that was my thinking when I went to pharmacy school. I didn't turn out that that's what I studied, but I did get to learn how you could use what I call nutritional medicine to help take care of disease states.
Ben, the big story with you and Doc over the last couple of years has been building up our immune system to fight off COVID-19. It seems to be waning somewhat. Masks, mandates are coming off. And what do you think?
Well, I think that you're not going to be able to hide from a virus. We live in a world where everything, it's a dog-eat-dog world, as they say. Bacteria, viruses, funguses, there's all kinds of enemies, if you will, that want to interact with our body for their own purposes. So the way you deal with it is not by killing them. You deal with it by making the terrain. This is called terrain medicine, actually. You work on the soil so that the soil is not receptive to the seed. The bacteria, the fungus, the microbes, those are seeds. What you want to do is you want to take care of your soil. And this is what nutritional medicine is all about. It's making the body strong so that opportunistic infections or opportunistic microbial infections don't have an opportunity to take hold. We live in a world where, unfortunately, we're not taught how to take care of our bodies. And this is what Dr. Wallach and myself and other folks at Yingevity have been talking about. Let's take care of our bodies. Let's take care of the ground so that the seed will not be received and grow and thrive.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance. They're taking down notes with what Ben will be talking about tonight, 1-855-949-7234. We will start taking calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in a few minutes here, so get ready to make the call, and all of next hour as well. He and Doc Wallach provide us a complete benefit as they come in every 3 weeks, each one of them, as they rotate. Hard to believe we're going into May pretty soon, Ben, isn't it?
Oh, my God. I'm starting to notice a pattern here. in my 62nd year. This thing's going by really fast.
They all go by too fast, let me tell you. So I had a story right before you came on about cholesterol. Doc has a different view about cholesterol. What's your take on it?
Let me tell you about cholesterol. There's arguably no more important and multifunctional molecule in the body. And if you want to shut down a culture, an entire culture's ability to respond to disease, to thrive, to be able to handle the stresses, the inevitable stresses of daily life, you could do no better than to shut down their cholesterol manufacturing machinery in their bodies. Cholesterol is our coping molecule. Cholesterol helps us deal with life. Cholesterol is pro-immunity, it supports the brain, and most importantly of all, the body's main hormone system is cholesterol. Sometimes people will say, well, it comes from cholesterol, it's derived from cholesterol, cholesterol is a building block. No. Steroid hormones, estrogen, testosterone, DHEA, pregnenolone, all of them are forms of cholesterol. Even vitamin D, you know, you hear about vitamin D all the time, about how all the different things vitamin D does for the body, that's a form of cholesterol. You can't digest fats without cholesterol. Your bile is cholesterol. Every single cell in your body, and you have trillions, 100 trillion perhaps, cells in your body, is wrapped around with a layer of cholesterol, which functions as a computer chip. The cholesterol in your cells functions as an information processor, and the stupidity of a medical paradigm that tells us we have to poison our body's cholesterol-making machinery in order to be healthier is beyond belief for anybody who understands how the body works, anybody who understands biology. Now, let me tell you the reason cholesterol goes up. It's very interesting, George. Cholesterol is a building molecule, mm-hmm. and we are all doing something. As a culture, we're doing something that tricks our body into thinking it's supposed to be building. And this is why cholesterol goes up. And you know what it is that we're doing that tricks our body into thinking it's supposed to be building? We eat sugar. And the reason why you have hypercholesterolemia or elevated blood cholesterol is because your blood sugar is high. The relationship between blood sugar, elevated blood sugar, and elevated cholesterol is well known by diabetics, number one. And number two, it's proven by the fact that nutrients that help you lower your blood sugar will lower your blood cholesterol. And this is why the ultimate niacin from longevity, the sweeties, the ultimate selenium, which are all blood sugar stabilizing nutrients, are powerful cholesterol lowering supplements as well. And by the way, one of the most important nutritional supplements you could ever take, when we talk about all the time, and one that I know a lot about because it's a very important skin supplement for folks with eczema and dry skin and psoriasis, is your ultimate EFAs. EFAs, essential fatty acids, that is, your ultimate essential fatty acids.
The omegas, and the omegas, yes, too, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, they're natural statin drugs. And they'll lower your cholesterol like a statin drug, but without the toxicity.
Now, let me ask you about that. I've got an email in from a listener. His name's Bart. I do not know where he's from. He said, pharmacist Ben, I had a heart attack 20 years ago, and my doctor has had me on statin drugs ever since. Is that good or bad?
Well,
and by the way, I always advise people, don't stop taking your prescriptions.
Always work with your doctor.
Talk to your doctor.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship with your doctor, you have a de facto contract, a de facto agreement that you're going to allow him to treat you. And it's not fair for me or anybody else to go in and start to play around with somebody's protocol when they're going to see a doctor. And I'm always, like you say, always work with your doctor. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do everything your doctor says, but you have to work with him. It's only respectful. So I always tell people to work with your doctor on this. But you do want to make sure if you're on a prescription drug for life, or you're told you're on a prescription drug for life, your number one health challenge is to figure out how to wean yourself off that drug. See, we have this idea, George, that drugs are just some kind of benign Band-Aid that you can just put in your system and then it'll magically take care of all your ills and without any side effects or toxicity. That's impossible. It is impossible for a prescription drug not to have side effects. Now, whether or not you see the side effects, whether they're severe enough as they're impacting your life, is a whole other matter. But the fact is, it's impossible for a prescription drug to target a specific system and not affect all the other systems of your body. So do you need a prescription drug? Yes, sometimes you might need a prescription drug. But your number one health goal should be to figure out how to wean yourself off of that, and the best way to do it is with nutritional supplementation.
Oh, there's no question about it. And again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We will take calls with him beginning right after the break, so get ready to make some calls, and we're taking calls with him next hour. We'll do this as a public service to help give you some vital information. How many people do not take care of themselves, Ben? What percent? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I would say most people don't. Some people don't take care of themselves, but most people, it's not that they don't take care of themselves, they don't know how to take care of themselves, and we're not taught how to take care of ourselves. And we have a society that's scientifically unaware, and we go by what we're told, we go by what authority figures preach to us, we go by marketing, we go by commercials, we go by spokespeople and celebrities. We don't really understand how our bodies work. And my goal in life, George, is not to put people on a nutritional supplement program and not to get people off of drugs. It's to help people understand this amazing machine, this biological, almost like science fiction system called the human body. But just, we were talking about cells a moment ago. You have 100 trillion cells in your body, George. A cell is so small that if it was sitting in front of you, you wouldn't be able to see it. It's microscopic. Yet within that little tiny entity called a cell, there are more working parts than in a Boeing 747. You have millions of working parts in this tiny little entity called a cell that not only is internally has internal complexity, the outside of it is wrapped around with layer after layer after layer of atomic material that functions as a computer chip, as a quantum computer chip, and you have 100 trillion of these things, George, and they're somehow put together in a way that they're integrated and they communicate so that we have a whole body and we never even think about these things. So just honoring the system. You know, if you want to have a good relationship with somebody, you want to understand them. If you want to have if you're in a marriage, you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you want to have a good connection with them, you want to understand them. That's what love is. It's understanding. And we want to start to learn to love our bodies by understanding them. And it's not complicated. Well, it is complicated, but it's not that complicated. Like, it's impossible to understand. But for some reason, we just abdicate responsibility over our bodies. And so while most people will say they do take care of themselves or they try to take care of themselves, the problem is we don't know how to take care of ourselves. And that's my mission in life, is to help people understand their bodies so we can learn to take care of ourselves.
Ben, when we come back in just a moment here on criticalhealthnews.com moments, we're going to talk about immunities, and then we'll also take phone calls for the rest of this hour and next hour as well with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Go to the website, Love Setting Records, that drives their webmaster crazy. criticalhealthnews.com. If you got a smartphone, go to the website right now. If you got your desktop, go to the website right now, criticalhealthnews.com. And the number to call for assistance when you hear Ben talk about something, they're writing it down, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. You just heard them, our sponsors as well. How many years you guys been with us now, Ben? Six, seven?
You know what, George? I was just thinking about that today. It's about 7+ years now.
It's amazing. Let's talk before we take calls, and they're all lining up for you, and we'll do it next hour as well. Our immunity, which I think is so important these days. I want to use me as an example. I'm not vaccinated. Let me just tell you that. I'm not vaccinated. I'm just not
Brave of you to say.
I'm just not a vax type guy, but I will never tell somebody to get vaccinated or not to. It's none of my business. It's an individual decision.
100%. But everybody should be able to make that.
That being said, I have been in crowds. I have been on airplanes.
Right.
I have been all over the place over the last couple of years since COVID started.
Right.
And knock on wood, thank God, I don't have it. What am I doing right?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, there's a phenomenon called psychoneuroimmunology, which is a fancy way of saying, as you think, so your body shows up. And the first thing you can do to build your immune system is think good thoughts. And this isn't just some kind of Boulder, Colorado, airy-fairy hippie talk. This is hardcore science. When we're under duress, our immune system is shut down. It slows down. The worst thing you could do if you're interested in protecting yourself from a cold or virus or any other kind of microbial attack is stress out. And a lot of things we do to stress out. It's not just psychological stress. There's also physiologic stress. There's also dietary stress. But keeping your body calm, whether it's calm by using nutritional supplementation, calm by changing the foods you eat, or calm with mental and emotional and spiritual strategies. That's the most important thing you can do. And you know what, George? I've been listening to you for 20-plus years. You're just a calm, easygoing guy. And that calmness and that easygoing nature of yours is serving you really well, not just in terms of your immune system, but in terms of how well you look, how strong you are, how you don't take days off, how you perform at a high level every day of the week. So taking care of your mind, your emotions, and your spirituality is job number one for all health issues, but especially for the immune system. Then secondly, how we eat plays a major role in how our immune system is going to show up. And there's no way that you can subsist on the standard American diet, nutritionally deficient standard American diet, toxin-laden standard American diet, and not suffer immune problems. And to me, that's really the issue that we're dealing with, and we should be regarding it as a wake-up call. Not an opportunity to take more drugs, but a wake-up call to change the way we live our lives in terms of how we supplement, how we exercise, how we deal with the inevitable ups and downs of life. Now, the immune system is your defense system, George.
Right.
And it's pretty darn amazing that we have a defense system. The defense system is built in, is divided into two parts. You have a defense system that's said to be an inborn, or they call it innate defense system. And this is a defense system that is generic. When you get a splinter, or when you get a cut, or when you eat some toxin or poison enters into your body, this built-in defense system kicks in. You have this built-in defense system, molecules of this built-in defense system in your tears, you have it in your saliva, you have it in your stomach, you have it in your intestine, and the most obvious manifestation of this innate immune system is your skin, which acts like a barrier. But the real fascinating part of the immune system is the adaptive immune system. And this is the immune system set to be adapt because it learns. When you're and this is so unbelievable, George. When you're exposed to something, like exposed to a microbe, this adaptive immune system kicks in, and the way it kicks in is so fascinating. It will actually trigger missiles, heat-seeking missiles, that are specifically designed by your cells to target that specific microbe. And that's pretty amazing as it is, that you literally have like a Star Wars thing going on inside your bloodstream. When a bacteria or a microbe or a virus gets into your system, literally, little heat-seeking missiles, they're called antibodies, will come out and they'll shoot that specific microbe. But here's where it gets even more mind-blowing, as if that wasn't mind-blowing enough. The missiles will, after the microbial attack, the missiles will get withdrawn and they'll learn, they'll remember for the next time that microbe comes into the environment.
That's right, and fight it.
Yes, there's a memory. So you'll have these antibodies, and you can have millions of them for different microbes, specifically designed for different microbes. And that's why they say the best way to protect yourself from a microbe is to get an infection from that microbe. And then the next time you get that infection, or the next time you're attacked, the immune system will remember, and it will initiate production of those specific missiles, George, specific for that microbe. That's so amazing. The idea that you have this system that remembers the specific identity of microbes, of bad guys.
Do you think the fact that I've been supplementing for years now helped?
Yeah. Heck yes. Absolutely. 100%. You know, the most powerful of the immune-boosting vitamins or nutrients is the most non-toxic. They're all pretty non-toxic, but this one's unbelievably non-toxic, and that's vitamin C.
Yep. I take vitamin C, D3, zinc, tangy tangerine, multiple vitamins.
Tangy tangerine, absolutely.
I'm doing it all. Turmeric, yeah. I love that.
What is it?
Turmeric,
yes.
One of my favorites.
The beginning. I remember you were on board with that one really early.
I think I discovered it. I really do.
Let's, did you ever chew on the root, George?
No. I take it in capsule form. Let's take some calls. You ready?
Yes.
East of the Rockies, JJ's with us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, JJ.
Hey, JJ. Hey, George. Hey, Ben. How are you?
Great. Hope you are, too.
Yes, sir. Ben, I want to ask you about a issue I've been struggling with for years. Jock itch, and nothing seems to get rid of it. I've been on prescription medications, creams, powders, you name it, I've been on it, and it only maintains it. It doesn't make it go away. So if I stop any of the treatments, it immediately comes back with a vengeance. And I'm really tired of constantly dealing with this, and I want your advice on what
it's
can I do.
It's a fungal infection.
Right.
It's a fungal infection.
That's right.
So what you want to deal with a couple things.
Is it on the skin, Ben, or is it inside of him?
No, it's on the skin. It's a topical fungal infection. And there's a couple things. There's a lot of sweat in that area, so fungus tend to thrive. The couple things you want to do. Number one, you want to focus on the internal milieu of the body, and that means bacteria, probiotics, good bacteria. There's a balance in the body between fungus and bacteria. We all have fungus in our bodies. You know, we talk a lot about the microbiome. The microbiome is the universe of bacteria that live in our body, but there's also a mycobiome, M-Y-C-O, a mycobiome, and the mycobiome is the universe of fungus. And so you have fungus and you have bacteria, and they're battling each other out. When one is, for whatever reason, their population is disrupted, killed off, the other will overgrow. And because we drink fluoridated water, we have antibiotics in our food, we have antibiotics in our milk and in our fish and in our meat, and then we take antibiotics on top of that, many of the things we do conspire to destroy our natural microbiome, leading to an overgrowth of the microbiome. This can show up as jock itch, it can show up as nail fungus, and it can show up as internal fungal infections, and all of these are notoriously difficult to treat. Why? Because, you see, fungus have a spore around them, and that spore makes it very difficult for medicine to get into them, and I'm not surprised to hear you say that the medication you're taking doesn't work. And by the way, the drugs they give you for fungal infections are really powerful because they got to make it through that spore.
Are they? Is it a bacteria?
No, it's a fungus.
Just a fungus. A fungus is not a bacteria, then?
No, that's right. Fungus is not a bacteria. They're completely different life forms.
Okay.
So fungus is actually a very advanced life form relative to a bacteria. So a couple things you want to do. First of all, you want to get yourself on the Daily Digest or the Ultimate Microbiome from Longevity or the Nightly Essence. I love the Nightly Essence, by the way, as a probiotic for all digestive issues and all fungal issues. But then secondly, you can treat it topically with zinc oxide. You know what zinc oxide is? You get it at the drugstore,
yep.
And you can just apply zinc oxide to that area. And it has wonderful soothing properties and anti-itch properties and antifungal properties.
And here's that number to call again, JJ, in case you missed what pharmacist Ben was saying, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, criticalhealthnews.com. It's great information you continue to give people. You know, you're almost like a doctor, Ben.
You know, people say it, but here's the thing. Doctors study clinical chemistry. That's different from biochemistry. That's a very important distinction that nobody makes. Clinical chemistry is the chemistry of the clinic. This is the chemistry where you get test scores and they treat symptoms, and that's not necessarily a bad thing because sometimes you want your symptoms treated. But biochemistry is a completely different type of chemistry. And I don't. My background as a pharmacist has led me to the world of biochemistry, the chemistry of biology, the chemistry of how the body works. This is different from the chemistry of test scores, and this is different from the chemistry of symptoms, which has its place, but that's the chemistry of doctoring. So I'm a pharmacist. I'm proud to be a pharmacist, and the angle and the approach that I take when it comes to healing is a biochemical approach, not a clinical and symptomatic approach.
And you, as a pharmacist, took odds with some doctors whenever you would read prescriptions, wouldn't you?
Did I tell you that story?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did, because I would get very upset because, you know, the doctors, they would think it was funny. They would scribble the prescription, and I would have to read it. And you can kill somebody in the pharmacy.
The way they write, they should have it always typed up. You know what?
Now they do. This was back
and then sign it.
And they would laugh. They would think it was funny. I'd be like, doctor, that's not funny.
Let's go to Mike in Denver, your neck of the woods. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mike. Hey, George and Ben, thank you so much for taking my call. And first of all, Ben, I have to tell you, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with the world month after month on this show. It truly means so much to myself as a millennial, a younger person. So thank you, first of all.
I really appreciate that, Mike. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And so my question tonight, I wanted to turn the attention to a problem that has really been taking a toll on the generations of millennials and Gen Z vaping. So, you know, there's been some very interesting reports recently of young people that have come out and said basically they had little to no anxiety but before they started vaping, but then after they started vaping, they developed anxiety because they said the little things that they could deal with in everyday life before the vaping, they can't deal with it anymore after starting it. And it's really interesting. Some of these people have expressed the need to come off of the vaping, and they've had a hard time doing that because they can't deal with those little things that they could before. Do you think that, like, vaping is kind of creating more of a codependency that these companies are kind of aware of? Do you think that this is sort of an intentional thing to keep younger people
Vaping allows you to bypass the problem with tar and inhale more nicotine. And so nicotine is a huge problem with vaping, and, of course, nicotine is the addictive substance in tobacco. So vaping is it's truly a scourge, as cigarettes are also. I'm not pro cigarettes at all, but vaping is horrible, and it's really kind of disguised in the sense that you don't get the tar, but you get the nicotine. And nicotine is highly medicinal. It's highly toxic. In fact, pesticides are based in nicotine-like substances. And the addictive nature of vaping is such that people can't get off it. People get as addicted to vaping or even more addicted to vaping than cigarettes. So it's a big problem. I'll tell you this, though. After a cigarette or vape, it becomes extra important to do nutrients right after the cigarette, like vitamin C, for example, which has an antioxidant effect, a protective effect on the lungs, vitamin E, which has a protective effect on the lungs, and you get all this in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So after you smoke a cigarette or after you vape, you want to gargle with vitamin C or with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and then swallow it. So gargle with a Beyond Tangy Tangerine and then swallow it to neutralize some of those toxins. And also, the ultimate selenium is very protective for the lungs after you vape. It's a serious problem, and it's one that I highly suggest that if anybody is hooked on vaping, that they take it very seriously and make it a point to quit. And I will tell you this, Mike, about Gen Z and about the millennials. I love your generation. I'm assuming you're a millennial, Gen Z.
He's a millennial. Yeah.
I love that generation. I'm telling you, I have them in my office, in my lab. I hire Gen Z kids and millennials. George, they're going to save us. Gen Z especially.
You know what? When they're like Mike, you're absolutely right. We got a great future ahead of us.
Yes, we do.
With young people like that.
I'm very hopeful about the future because of Gen Z, the millennials, and Gen Y behind them.
We're going to take a break in just about a minute, but come back with an hour of phone calls with Ben Fuchs. Those of you on hold, we'll get to all of you. And Ben Fuchs is with criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, have you heard about this tragic story on the USS George Washington, the Navy ship, where five sailors already have committed, with three recently, suicide, and they can't figure out what's going on? It's weird.
I did not hear that. That's terrible.
What would
a short period of time?
Yeah, all within a couple of years, but three very recently.
Well, isn't that interesting?
You know, it's weird.
Suicide rates are up. You know that, right? It's crazy.
Well, the people are depressed over COVID and everything else, and the lockdowns were no help.
You got to be a warrior, George. I'm telling you, you got to be a warrior in life.
You got to be tough, to be sure. Well, stick with us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. One more hour to go with Ben, so jump on board. A couple lines are open, and we will get to your calls when we come back in a moment. His website, again, criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget, on every Saturday, Doc Wallach is available for his special Ask Doc Live. That you can get at criticalhealthnews.com as well.